In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that Jesus was reclining at a table in the Pharisee's house, brought in an alabaster flask of ointment, standing behind him at his feet, weeping. She began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. The Pharisee saw this, and said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Those at table began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus says to you and me the same thing he said to this beloved woman. Though you have sinned often, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. This is one of the most beloved incidents of God's grace in the whole New Testament. A magnificent story of repentance and faith. And there is high drama in this text. For you have a self-righteous and proud Pharisee, though a religious man, and a poor, humble, sinful woman who has real saving faith, whereas the Pharisee does not. The drama here is a lot like the drama in the Old Testament lesson today when Nathan has to confront King David with his sin of adultery and murder. David confesses that he has sinned. And here's the word of forgiveness through Nathan, that God has put your sin away. You will not die. And so this woman hears, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the context of this amazing story. In the first century, they knew how to have a banquet, and they knew how to eat. What I mean by that was, if you went into the banquet room, all the food was on the table in the middle of the room, low to the ground, about 6 inches off the ground. And everyone had their own pad on the floor, about 6 inches thick, and this is how you ate. Laying down on your side, on your elbow, and you ate with your right hand. Now, I think this is a great way to eat. You take your time, you're not in a hurry, there's music, there's dancing, and you enjoy eating 2 or 3 hours long with your friends. Now, this is what has happened. This self-righteous Pharisee has invited Jesus over, acting like Jesus is some great teacher. But did you know what this man did? He neglected common, ordinary courtesy to a host, to a guest, an honored guest. He should have had Jesus' feet washed when Jesus came to the banquet. He should have anointed Jesus with oil as the honored guest and given him the kiss of peace on his cheek. The Pharisee had done none of this. In fact, the Pharisee was in a way insulting Jesus. He said, "Come to the dinner," but he didn't even give Jesus common courtesy of the day. But then in comes this woman who has heard Jesus preached, who has been cut to the heart by her sins, but knows this one is my Savior. And she comes in and she does extraordinarily for Jesus what the Simon Pharisee did not do. She wets his feet with her tears. She's crying so much. His feet are all wet. She wipes his feet with her hair. She lets down her hair and uses her hair like a cloth for wiping Jesus' feet. She pours expensive oil on his feet and kisses his feet. She gives this extraordinary gift to her Savior that Pharisee did not. Why? Like the sinful woman who washed Jesus' feet with her tears, we sinners like her have heard the words of our Lord, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." So let's briefly, first of all, consider this act of faith shown by this forgiven sinner. This woman of the city was known publicly as a sinner. Now, it's not said exactly what her sin was. We can imagine what it might have been. But whatever the sin was against the Ten Commandments, it was a public disgrace. The community looked down on this woman as a sinner. But she had heard the preaching of Jesus, and it had touched her deeply in her heart. So when she hears that Jesus is reclining at Simon the Pharisee's table, she comes into the banquet, what boldness she had, and as Jesus is reclining there with his feet out from the table, she gives this amazing gift. She opens up this alabaster flask of ointment because she's standing at his feet. Her tears are making Jesus' feet wet. She takes her beautiful hair and cleans his feet and kisses them and anoints them with oil. An act of love and devotion, the likes of which is the greatest in the whole New Testament. Simon is mocking this. If he was a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is. He's allowing this sinner to touch him. Disgusting. Jesus was a teacher who had something to say to Simon in a moment. But Jesus knew that God had worked in this woman's life and not in Simon. She knew her sin by hearing the law. She had been brought to repentance and tears. She knew the gospel and had faith that this one will accept me unconditionally and he will forgive me and he will be the source of my forgiveness. She sensed her sin. She experienced in Christ a Savior who cared and forgave. Did her hair get dirty washing Jesus' feet? Perhaps. But this was nothing compared to the filth of sin that Jesus removed from her soul. Did the odor of the road on Jesus' feet enter her nostrils as she kissed his feet? Perhaps. But this is nothing compared to the stench of sin that Jesus had now cleansed from her heart. She was once a dreadful sinner, but now she is clean. She was once dead to God, but now she's alive in Christ. And she showed that she was alive and that she was forgiven by this beautiful act of faith. And here we are 2,000 years later, still talking about this beautiful act of faith. That was her act of faith. But there was something more coming. Actual words of forgiveness spoken by Jesus and her faith in those words. Now, after this act of faith, the story continues. Jesus knows exactly what Simon is thinking. So he says, Simon, let me tell you about a man. He had two debtors who owed him money. One owed 500 denarii, another owed 50. A denarii is how much you are paid for one day's labor. So he cancels the debt of both of the men because they can't pay. And he says to Simon, which one will love the master more? Simon gives the obvious answer. Well, I suppose the one whose debt was larger will love him more. Jesus says, you've answered correctly. Then Jesus gets to his point. He says, Simon, I'm a guest here. I came in the door. Your servant didn't even wash my feet. You never gave me a kiss of peace. You never anointed me with oil at all. This woman, as soon as she came in, has wet my feet with her tears, washed them with her hair. She has poured oil on my feet and is kissing my feet. Whoever is forgiven much loves much. He who is forgiven little loves little. He says to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The people are aghast. Who is this who forgives sins? Only God can forgive sins. But Jesus is God. And then Jesus speaks the words that we hear every Sunday. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. This wonderful benediction and absolution of forgiveness spoken to the woman is based upon what Christ Jesus did on the cross, which was explained in Galatians 2 today. That because Jesus became a curse for us on the cross, because he who knew no sin became sin for us on the cross, To live is Christ, and to die is gain. In Christ we are justified. In Christ, by grace through faith in His name, we are accounted righteous before God the Father, because Jesus took our punishment upon Himself on the cross. This is why Jesus, because He established peace with God the Father, we are at peace with God the Father through the blood of Jesus. Because of that established fact, He can speak peace to us. And when does He do that? When you are baptized and the Lord says, your sins are forgiven, go in peace, you hear through water and word that word of Jesus. When God spoke through the words of the pastor the absolution today, I forgive you your sins in the name of the triune God, you are told your faith has saved you. Go in peace. As we come to the Lord's Supper in the moment, here in a moment, and receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, do this for the forgiveness of your sins. When I dismiss you from the communion table, I will say, depart in peace. And the very last word you will hear in the benediction this morning is, the Lord bless you and keep you in His peace. This is what the Christian life is all about. Repentance, faith, forgiveness, and peace. This, my friends, is good news. It's good news that calls forth faith in Christ alone. At the end of this text, after Jesus has spoken these wonderful words to the woman and also to us, we know that this good news would now go through all the world. Jesus would now go to various cities and villages proclaiming the good news of the kingdom with His 12 apostles. Along with the 12 apostles, there were women who provided for them by their means. Some of these women had evil spirits cast out of them. Some had been healed of infirmities. Mary Magdalene is with them. Jesus cast 7 demons out of Mary Magdalene. Joanna was the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager. Already the faith has reached the upper echelon of society, and Joanna is following Jesus. And then there's Susanna and many other women who are following Christ. These all knew that the one who is righteous by faith. We've been redeemed by the curse of the law because Christ died on the tree of the cross, and the promise of your forgiveness has been earned by Him. When He said on the cross, it is finished, that word, it is finished, is like a bank account that is filled, completed, and the debt has been paid in your place by the blood of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. That's the basis of our peace. That's what the good news is proclaimed to all the world. And that is what you are hearing right now. Each one of us has high drama in our own lives. Even the people sitting next to you in the pew don't know the times that you have sinned like King David or like this sinful woman. You may be the only one who knows about it. You too have come to repentance and you have wept at Jesus' feet. You confess this morning your sins of thought, word, and deed, the breaking of the 10 commandments. The drama of your own life is known to you and to God. But the drama of your forgiveness has also been experienced by you. You've heard the word of forgiveness. The word of forgiveness has touched your heart and transformed you as a friend who may forgave you, and you were friends again. God has forgiven you in Christ. You are friends with God. You personally have experienced this. This touches you in your heart, and you who have wept at Jesus' feet have heard the same words. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. May we this day, as we continue to serve the Lord in our personal vocation and callings in our daily life, and if you ask to serve in some capacity also in our congregation, helping with the boards and councils and the ministries of this church, we do this because we have been forgiven. We have been forgiven much, therefore we will love much. The one who forgave us, who loves us and laid his life down for us. May the drama of our lives be as beautiful as this humble woman today in this beautiful picture of her washing Jesus' feet with her hair. And may you this day rejoice as you leave this place hearing the very same words. Though your sins are many, your faith has saved you. You are forgiven. Go in peace. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding keep our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.